Well, today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears a case centered on this question. Can one state regulate pork production in another state? Back in 2018, California voters passed an animal welfare ballot measure. It included stricter rules on how hogs are raised in order for their pork to be sold in that state. But two major pork industry groups sued in 2019, arguing that it would hurt the livelihoods of producers who lived elsewhere and the pork supply chain at large. Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports.
Dwight Mogler raises thousands of pigs on his Northwest Iowa farm.
Okay, so we have now stepped into the breeding and gestation barn.
There are long rows of narrow enclosures that separate these female pigs, called sows, from one another. Mogler says when sows are ready to be bred, they get, well, moody, often aggressive.
We try to protect them from each other by housing them in individual pens, also referred to as stalls.
They stay in these stalls while they're bred for up to a week. They can stand up and lie down, but they can't turn around. Under California's Proposition 12, Mogler's breeding stalls are too small, meaning pork from his farm couldn't be sold there.
What we realized is we were going to have to spend multiple million dollars expanding our facilities. We were going to have to implement practices that violated our principles. And after looking at that and not being able to sleep very well, we had to make the conscious decision that we will be susceptible to being discounted, but we cannot comply with Prop 12 standards.
Mogler expects if Prop 12 stands, he'll get a lower price for his pigs from pork processors if they can't sell the meat to California. The question of whether one state can regulate the commerce of others is at the heart of the lawsuit against California. It was brought by the National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Proposition 12 is unconstitutional.
Michael Formica is a legal strategist for the pork producers. At a recent forum, he said Prop 12 creates a burden on farmers outside of California, which he says violates the Constitution's Dormant Commerce Clause, which deals with interstate commerce.
It reaches thousands of miles outside of the state of California, imposes very prescriptive standards on farmers who have no contact with the state of California.
California makes up 13% of the U.S. pork market, and experts disagree whether the entire pork industry would be impacted by Prop 12. Neither California's Attorney General's office nor the Department of Food and Agriculture responded to requests for comment. But the state's court filing says voters who passed the measure with more than 60% of the vote had a legitimate interest in promoting sow welfare and human health. The Humane Society of the U.S. supported the ballot initiative. Josh Balk is the vice president of farm animal protection and says Prop 12 is critical to improving animal treatment.
Confining mother pigs in cages barely larger than their bodies, in a cage so narrow they can't even turn around, is cruel. It's inhumane. And it also leads to public health and food safety issues.
California has few hog operations, meaning most of the pork sold there comes from elsewhere. Roger McGowan is an ag law professor at Washburn University. He says even if Californians are concerned about sow welfare and food safety, the U.S. Supreme Court will weigh whether the law unfairly foists those concerns onto producers outside of the state.
Does California have a legitimate public interest that they can uphold without unduly burdening commerce, or is it clearly excessive?
Back in Iowa, farmer Dwight Mogler says if Prop 12 stands, he worries other states could pass similar ballot initiatives.
So my concern is this snowball will get a lot bigger, that our food system will become disrupted, and in the end, the consumer will lose.
For Here and Now, I'm Katie Pikus.